Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Nerds and DJ Nerds and Mike.
What's good? What's good, man? It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio. First of all, I'd just like to say happy holidays to everybody that's tuning in right now from all over the world, early over here on this side of the planet, I would say. Definitely got a special guest, definitely dealing with the community and everything like that. We have the president of Let's Make It Happen Together Incorporated. We have Mr. Sean Davis. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing, my friend?
Good, good. Once again, good early. You know, I just kicked this coffee habit, so I'm trying the tea thing right now. So, I'm trying to figure out how that works. So far, so good. So far, so good. But we're about to get right to him in a few seconds. Once again, shout out to Let's Make It Happen Together Incorporated for being on the show right now. Shout out to mp3wax.com, Good Time Cigarillos. Shout out to my PR, Ms. Liz. How you doing, Ms. Liz? Thank you for everything. Appreciate you. And also shout out to you, the listener. Shout out to mp3wax.com, the number one source for promo. We're about to get to into the interview in a few seconds, but let me just go through over the preliminaries real quick. mp3wax.com, industry news. Basically, the rap superstar Future announces a 2016 tour with Ty Dolla $ign. The Weeknd has a new video out called In the Night. Queen Latifah and Empire, the show Empire. I really don't watch it myself, but, you know, those of you that do watch it, the producer, Queen Latifah teams up with Empire for an Atlanta music industry-themed TV series. And if you haven't heard of Rick Ross, it's pretty cool. You know, it's laid back. You know, he has the called Black Market. It's okay. You know what I mean? Overall project production, as far as me being a full sales student in the engineering production side of the house. But Rick Ross and Chris Brown performed on the Kimmel video. Super producer Swiss Beatz brings out DMX at the Art of Brazil in Miami. And also there's a lot of other few things on there. Artists, this is your number one site worldwide if you want to get your videos, your songs and everything to about 50,000 to 100,000 DJs from all over the world. Make sure you contact them at mp3wax.com. Because they have what you need, I guarantee you. You know, I wouldn't put a stamp on anything unless I truly believe in it myself. But flipping on the other side to the sports, you know, and I'm gonna ask Mr. Sean this in a few minutes. But you know, Carolina's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say Carolina's doing their thing. My Giants, we're not doing too good. But if you're in the football thing right now, Minnesota and Arizona at 8:25 tonight, Sunday, Buffalo and Philadelphia at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Also, San Francisco and Cleveland, Detroit and St. Louis, New Orleans and Tampa Bay on Sunday, Tennessee and the New York Jets, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and Indiana and Jacksonville. You know, because I know my man Cam Newton's doing a dab on them. You know, every time he scores, giving the football to the kids, and that's good. But let's get into this interview right here with the president of Let's Make It Happen Together Incorporated, Mr. Sean Davis. What's going on, sir? How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. We rolling, man. And can you just please explain to people who you are and what you're all about?
Sure. My organization, again, is called Let's Make It Happen Together Incorporated. We are a nonprofit organization, and our goal is to provide positive alternatives for at-risk youth and adults in our communities that will assist in preventing poverty, hunger, crime, lack of social skills, but increase the possibilities of high school graduation, college enrollment, and gainful employment. So,
right.
Organization, this Saturday, we'll be putting on our second annual Unity March in Fayetteville, North Carolina, in which we'll be marching to stop the violence.
Right.
We did a unity march on last year, trying to find ways to help reduce crime and also find ways to have unity within our community and finding proactive ways to show that we're reducing crime and also working with our law enforcement so that our young youth would not be getting killed. And so
right.
Since then, man, we have had the opportunity to work with our law enforcement, and we've done a lot of activities with them. They've come on board with us, and we just want to continue to find ways that we can reduce crime and show that we are one here in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
That's what's up, okay. And excuse me for pronouncing your name wrong. It's Juan Davis, not Sean Davis. I apologize about that. You know, I don't like when people call me nothing but nasty, DJ nothing but nasty. You know, people be calling. I'm like, come on, man, that's not my name. But going back to that, you know, hey, man, I gotta say that, man. You know, some people be like, man, that's not my name. So I'm gonna make sure I say that correctly. So, first of all, I just want to say once again, because I have talked to you before, me being an African American young black person, you know, I appreciate that we have leaders like you, such as yourself, that, you know, take their time out in your busy schedule and your life to, you know, look out for the youth. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of leaders out here. It's a lot of people that want to be leaders, but are really not. You know what I mean? And they say, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. Your proof is definitely in your pudding. You know what I mean? The work that you do, the effort you do, and the things like that. I just want to first, you know, say that. But, I just want to state this real quick. There's been a lot of shootings and things like that, you know, dealing with adults and kids from your area to California to a lot of different things. And I just want to, with the programs and things that you offer, you know, I just want to know what's usually the turnout, you know, because I see the pictures and I see a lot of kids and things like that from all races, all colors, you know what I'm saying, and all genders. So what are some of the things that you do to make your just such as your Unity March coming up, you know what I mean, on the 12th of December? What things do you do to make your what you're trying to do a success?
Right. Well, you know, since the last Unity March we had, which was around the same time, for Dr. King's holiday, we actually took 400 people to go see the movie Selma. And it was able for us to sit down. After the movie was over, we actually did a reflection on the movie. And it really opened up the eyes to my youth as well as some others to see the struggle in which Dr. King had to go through just so we have what we have today. So what we want to do is say the struggle is not over, and we don't need to stop. We need to continue to build on that and know that someone lost their lives for us so that we can have peace and harmony and being nonviolent. And so since then we've done that. We've done a job fair for ex-offenders, and we had about 1,000 people come out today. So we have continued to show that in order to reduce crime, you have to find ways to produce jobs for our ex-offenders who are getting out from incarceration and are looking for jobs.
Right.
So we teamed up with our police department, our chamber of commerce, our county commissioners, our city council, and we did a job fair so that we can show that we care about those that are coming out of being incarcerated and letting them know that we support them. We want to get them back on their feet. We want them to help them so that they can be productive in the community. And those things make a difference, and that's what the community wants to see. They want to see, what are we doing for our youth as far as leisure activities? What are we doing for our ex-offenders that's helping them get back on their feet? When you provide these services, these things change the heart of people, and it changes and reduces hate and crime at the same time.
Okay, now let me ask you this, too, because – you know, me growing up, you know, I just reading and studying and things like that, and just hearing different people talk about different, you know, different things such as this, positive things such as this. Now, is it a myth or is it true? Like, if you do a type of march, then because some people say, you know, if you do a march and it's like a hate group or it, you can get a felony if you go march. So I'm asking, if I was to come there and march with you, would I get a felony on my record? Or, you know, because, you know, can you explain that? Because I know some people are even afraid. You know what I mean? What are some of the things that you could say to the people who are afraid? And, you know, my question is, as far as getting a felony, trying to do something positive, but they feel like that it's going to go against their record, they have a bad record.
Well, I would say this. You know, when we did our original march last year, we was going to actually do a die-in on every corner. We was frustrated. We were tired, just like everybody else was. And when we put the flyers out, you know, of course, that next day we were sitting down with the chief police and his staff, and it was a nice It was a nice heated argument. It really was, because for the first time, they were coming to the table with us, and for the first time, we were able to sit down, and we was letting them know how we feel, and they was telling us how their thoughts were. So it was not easy. But one of the things that we did do was we were able to come into agreement that at the end of the day, this is our community, and that when this is over with, we all want to go home. Now, they did tell us that if we did the die-in, we was going to go to jail. However, that is not a felony. That's a misdemeanor.
Okay.
So we had an option that we can do that and go to jail, and it may create another hostile environment, or we could do it another way and still be able to get our point across and be nonviolent. And so seeing the things that were going on across the country, and to see that we had the opportunity to sit down with our police department, there was one question that was asked that made a big difference. And that was the police department going to come out in riot gear? Because I told them, I said, if you come out in riot gear, then you're expecting to have a hostile environment. But if you come out and you show that we have issues, but we can come together, then guess what? That's what's going to happen. And our police department, and I have to really tell you, they came out there with the anticipation of making sure everybody was at safety, and at no time we had any problems with them. And so what I would recommend more than anything is to find a way that you can sit down with your law enforcement, sit down with your county commissioners, your city officials, your judges, in which you all vote for, and tell them the things that's going on and find out how do you meet them halfway so it's a win-win for everybody.
Right. Okay.
And that's why we have the unity that we have today, because we gave each other opportunity to try it. And what happens is the community saw that. And because they saw that, they started looking at things a lot differently, which now took the tension that was so high, was brought down to a minimum now, because they saw that we care for each other.
Okay. That's what's up. That's definitely what's up. Now, I have to say this, because there's a lot of – I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. You know, I'm always asking questions and always thinking. But, I just want to know your view on – are you pro-Black Lives Matter? Or are you pro all lives matter? Because I know that's been a big issue, you know what I mean, as of late. You know, do Black Lives Matter or all lives matter? To what's your belief as far as that?
If you just really want to be real about it, I'm from New Jersey. I grew up in the struggle. So I understand the struggle. The struggle hasn't changed. It's trying to get better, but it's the years that struggle's been there, so it's not going to change overnight. Black lives does matter. My children are Black. I'm Black. I understand that struggle. But at the same time, what I've said is this, is that in order for these things to change, we have to come together as one, and everybody has to talk about this thing, because if everybody does not talk about this struggle, what's going to happen is we're going to divide. We're gonna have so many different sections and so much division that it's gonna allow hate to come under that. But when you bring it all to the table, you bring everybody to the table saying, regardless of what's going on, that we need to change as a people. Then you're gonna start seeing where love comes in, and it's gonna cast the hate away.
So do you think, as far as with the President Obama, you know, and I have to go here, and I don't really like talking about politics. So do you think President Obama, since being in the office, has had some type of influence since he's been, or do you think it's still the same? And also, do you think – you know, I have to say this, man. Do you think if Hillary gets in, it'll be different? Or do you think if Donald Trump gets in, it'll be different? You know, what's your view on that?
Okay. I have to give a lot of respect to our president. When we are leaders, there's a lot of things that we deal with that nobody understands until you are in the shoes of that individual. And to see that the things that he's doing, and believe it or not, he's opening a lot of doors for Blacks, but he's not just saying, I'm just opening the door for Blacks. He's actually just putting it in policy where it's benefiting everybody, but most importantly, he is taking care of our Blacks. If you look at it, look what he just did recently with these ones that's been in jail for years over small petty crimes. He could have easily turned his head on that, but he recognizes that we have individuals that are in jail for small things that should have been out years ago. So I really respect the things he's doing because, again, it's so much easier for us to downsize somebody because we don't see the bigger picture and we're not in their shoes. But, man, I'll tell you what, to see the things that he's done, he has opened up a passion for us as young leaders to go out there and not just talk about it, but really help him do what we do in our own communities. I will say this: you got Bernie Sanders, which is I think phenomenal. I mean, the guy, believe it or not, man, he's a ball of fire. And he's not playing with him. At the end of the day, he's not in it for the money. He clearly said, "I'm the only one up here that's not a billionaire." So that's telling me that what he's doing. It's because where his passion is at, and if whether money is in it or not, he's going to still do it. Hillary is a good one as well. But I will tell you this. At the end of the day, if those two right there do not continue to take what the president has already put together and continue to run with it, then all the work that he has done is not going to go nowhere because now it stops there. What makes a great president is that when you see something working well, and you continue to keep pushing on it. That's what makes change. Now, on the other hand, I hate to say it, but if Trump come in there, we're going to have a bad day.
I don't mean to laugh, you know what I'm saying, because, listen, I'm going to let you finish talking, but I don't mean to laugh because I will say this. Just me watching a lot of different people, you know, I would say entertainers, you know what I mean? To me, Donald Trump is an entertainer, to me. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
All the way around. You know what I mean? But go ahead. That's all I want to say on that part, man. Go ahead.
Hey, and you know what? That's exactly what he is. And guess what? He knows that because he has no substance. And so what he does is he do whatever he can do to keep his name in the spotlight, and they keep putting the cameras on him. But his day is going to come short. So while your substance is going to turn into nothing, just as it's been from day one, and you give it time, you'll see it. Look at Sarah Palin. She was the same way. She didn't have nothing. And let them keep talking. They put themselves in a jam because never had anything from the get-go. So at the end of the day, like I said, it's a joke, but it's sad that you would have followers to follow you only to go off a cliff.
Yep. And I've seen it. And the thing about that is, you know what, I just riding around down here in Orlando, I see a lot of, you know, you have the bumper stickers, you know, Donald Trump making America great again and, you know, vote for Donald Trump and all the stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, I will say this, though, on that aspect, and then I'm going to move from here. But I will say that with Donald Trump, you know, I'll just say like this, man. He's just an entertainer to me. You know what I mean? I know how – I would say crazy. I'm going to say crazy just using it loosely. But American people as a whole are crazy, man. They are crazy enough, and I'm going to say we because I'm included. We are crazy enough to vote Donald Trump in the office. You know what I mean? Because that's just
right.
You know what I mean? It just go ahead.
This is what I loved. When President Obama was going against Mitt Romney, I loved that.
Right.
You know why?
Right.
Because I want you to bring your guy who you say represent your people. And I want you to listen to what come out of his mouth. Because really, and the truth be all told, bring your best guy. Because if this was you all vote on, and this is what he's all saying, then it really shows you as a whole that there's still a lot of work that America needs to do. And I love that. I don't want your weak man. I want your best man so that when we beat him, you'll see why we beat him, because we were in a different stage in which we wanted to see something different, and we wanted to bring unity versus hate.
Right.
So I love him. I love that he's up there. I really do. Because, again, this shows still where we are in America, bottom line.
Right.
Because that's the only way to get there is that we vote for him. So I love to keep him up there because I'm telling you, the fall is hard. And at the end of the day, if people cannot really see, I was reading, and it says in the Bible, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak, which means if you got hatred in your heart, it's going to come out sooner or later.
Right. You're right. You're right about that. That's that knowledge. That's that knowledge coming from Mr. Davis right there. So let me ask you this,
yeah.
And I'm not gonna keep you long, man, because I know you're working. If people wanted to donate or contribute to the Unity March on the 12th, where can they go and who can they talk to? I know besides yourself and besides Liv, is there a website they can go to check it out or anything like that?
Yeah, yes, sir. You can come right over. We're on Facebook. Let's Make It Happen Incorporated. And then we're on Twitter. We have Twitter at LMIHT official. We have our own Facebook at letsmakeithappen.com. And again, man, like I said, when you pull us up, Let's Make It Happen, we're not hard to find. We have been here in this community. We've showed our community that we're here. We're making a difference. And I promise you, the word is getting around. We have some of our judges that's going to come out and support us this weekend. We have our city officials, our county commissioners, our pastors, our youth is coming out. And that's what it's all about. We're here to show them together we can make a difference. And guess what? Together we're going to make it happen.
Yep. There we go, sir. And let me ask you this, too, you know, because I always like to ask, you know, pick people's brains and stuff like that. I know I had you on a call before a while back for the Selma movie. So what are the keys that you live by, man, that motivates you to do what you do?
Man, you know, I think about I have a 11-year-old and a 14-year-old. And
okay. When
I was growing up, my father wasn't around. He was a single parent. I had a single parent mom, and the struggle was real. And I always said that if I have any kids, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to be there for them. And the keys I live by, again, is love. Do you know there is no way you're going to enter the kingdom of God with hatred in your heart? There's no way.
Mm.
And it says in the Bible that they know that you're my disciples, that you have love for one another. And what better way to show Christ-like more than what he did, and that was love. When people wanted to crucify him, he still showed love because he said that regardless of what go on, I've got to give God the glory, and the only way I do that is that I have to be crucified in the things that I do that people will see that in me that make them want to change too, and only God can change the heart of a person.
Preach. Okay,
that helps me on my day to day, man. It gives me the strength to know who I am, the reason why I do it, and it gives hope for everybody else to say, man, if this guy didn't have anything, and they saw the way I came up, and they saw who I was, and they saw how the Lord changed me, and now I'm able to be humble, and I'm able to help others, then guess what? I may be able to do the same thing for them.
All right. There you got it. So you know I got to ask about them Panthers, man. So are they going all the way or what, man? What's you know, have you talked to Cam Newton? And, you know, what's the word, man? Because they look like they're not playing no games this season.
I tell you what, man. Them boys, we got our hashtag keep pounding. And let me tell you something. That's exactly what they're doing. The game that they played recently with the Saints, I tell you what, it was an awesome game. And that's when you can tell
right.
true leaders that when you've been tried, you're still coming out as champions. And them boys right now are showing that on every level. And guess what? We Panthers down around here, baby. You can believe that.
Look, though. Every time we're the game, I'm looking at my Giants like, well, okay, I know my Giants probably won't make it, but okay, I see Cam over there is doing his thing. And you know what I appreciate about him, man, is I appreciate a couple of things about Cam Newton. And I'm going to get ready to let you go because I know you're busy. I appreciate Cam for one. Not just how he shows humbleness, you know what I mean? But I like how he gives, you know, the kids the football, man, at the game when he scores a touchdown. You know what I mean? The whole team basically does that. You know what I mean? So just his leadership in that. That says a lot. That says a lot.
Now,
you know what I mean? That says a whole lot.
Watch this. We got a lot of champions around here, man. The Panthers is definitely displaying that. And like I said, one thing I love about it, man, is that they're humble about it. But I will tell you somebody else that's a champion around here, and he's doing it as well. And that's my man, J. Cole. He's doing the same thing, man.
Okay.
You know, he's from Fayetteville. And the dude, man, is making it happen on so many levels, and it's so amazing that when he does it, he don't ask for nothing in return. He doesn't look for publicity. He do it because it's the right thing to do. And so big shout out to North Carolina, because I'm telling you, as champions, man, we are making a difference, and we're doing it on every level that other cities can see what we're doing and trying to be a role model state and city. I love it, man. I'm glad I'm a part of it.
That's what's up, man. I'm definitely going to have to get out there, man, real soon. I got this Full Sail School, you know, it's pimping me, you know, 24/7. So that's my daddy right now, you know. So, you know, once I can get this break, once I can get a break and come out there, man, definitely going to come out there, man, and definitely be a part of what you guys have going on. Now, if you could just give me the information one more time, man, I'm definitely going to let you go, man. And, like, once again, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for being on the call, and I appreciate everything you're doing and being the leader that you are, because, you know, it just gives me more motivation to continue and to strive for the best every day. So if you can just give us that information, man, I really appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And, again, thank you for giving me the opportunity. You know, iron sharpens iron. And anytime you get two young men in here trying to do the same thing, it just motivates everyone. So, again, I appreciate you and the time that you've given us. Again, our organization is called Let's Make It Happen Together, Incorporated. We will be, this weekend, we are presenting Stop the Violence, Selma Unity March. We're asking everyone to arrive at 2 p.m. We're going to start marching at 2:30. The location is going to be at the Walmart on Scarborough Road, which is the busiest street area in North Carolina is on Scarborough Road. And that's where we're going to be at this Saturday. Hashtag We Are One, Say and See. We're letting people know that this is Fayetteville, North Carolina. This is our community, and we're putting it first.
There we go. And that's what it is, man. Your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Mr. Davis, under the president of Let's Make It Happen Together, Incorporated, Stop the Violence, Fayetteville Unity March. Make sure you get there early. Not CP time. You know, if you have to get up 2 or 3 hours early just to be there, and I know it's in the afternoon, so you maybe shouldn't have no problem. But, you know, for those of you that, you know, that go out and do whatever and then get up at 12, you still can make it. Just take your shower and do what you got to do and get ready to march. Make sure you wear your deodorant. You know, make sure you wear your deodorant because, you know, we don't want to be smelling, you know, too funky. We want them to show the support, but we want them smelling good, too. You know, afterwards, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But it is what it is, man. Shout out to you that's listening right now. Make sure, once again, you go to the site, man. Make sure you follow LMIHT Official. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to BigBruceRadio.com, PBM, and shout out to you, sir. Once again, shout out to BNC Music Group, MP3 Wax. Shout out to Good Time Cigarillo. Shout out to all of you guys that's tuning in and continue to do your thing and just strive for the best and be leaders. Stay committed, have consistency and communication in anything and everything that you do. Be humble, man. Just be humble, you know, regardless of what people say to you, do to you, and just do your best in everything that you do, man. It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice, Nothing Nice Radio, Mr. Davis. We thank you and appreciate you, and we're going to holler at y'all later. Peace.
Yeah.